Patrick Divide, Mountain Sid, and a line, Lynn, Eric, Bernstein, Leon, Matt, Brass, Nap, Lenny, Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap, right? Right. It's the end. What's up, folks? How we doing today? It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. How we doing? How we doing? Thank you for being back on the podcast with me here. Got a few things I wanted to jump into. First of all being, you know, the old doomsday clock. You know, 90 seconds from midnight. What does midnight mean? Midnight means nuclear annihilation. Midnight means Armageddon. I mean, hopefully we have more than 90 seconds. I have a couple things I want to say to a couple people. And I'd also, if I got enough time, I'll dig a big hole in the backyard. Go hide in that before you guys blow this place up. But yeah, hopefully, obviously, I'm joking, obviously, but there is some concern to be had. They're obvious. The reason they move the clock is always to scare people. Scaring people means you can control people, and that's one of their main tactics they typically go with. It's funny because when you look at when this doomsday clock was even invented or created, whatever you want to call it, it was in 1947, right after we had captured all the Nazi scientists from Germany. And they were like, you guys don't do psyops on your people? Like, what do you mean? Like, you don't tell them that there's aliens and that they're going to come invade you and that you need to trust the government and that we know more than you and we know things you don't know? And I mean, it's truly, it was the beginning of the era of psyops that I believe that we're still in the era of psyops. We've been psyoped pretty much the last 3 years straight, one after the other. It's just been crazy. But I think the reason that they're concerned, I mean, these people, obviously, there's some legitimacy to their concern about nuclear warfare and, you know, the escalating tension there in Ukraine and in Russia. We have, you know, Denmark, they're doing, you know, flight attack exercises in their F-16s. I mean, dozens of these things. It's a pretty scary thing to actually watch. There's videos of them doing these exercises. You got Germany greenlighting Poland to roll in their Leopard 2 tanks. We have, you know, polydent piss pants idiot Joe Biden just announced today that we're going to send 31 M1 Abrams out there to Ukraine, just to see if we can get some, you know, nuclear warfare going. I mean, how bad does he want us to get nuked? Very frustrating, to say the least, folks. We got $400 million worth of tanks over there now on top of, you know, the $400 billion we've already given them. It's never ending. And it's very frustrating to the degree it's like, when will this stop? I mean, is there any end in sight here? I mean, I understand, you know, the military-industrial complex, they need war in order to make money. And you know, the second we got out of Afghanistan, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, they already had plans to go in. And, you know, Ukraine is the pawn, is the playground for corruption nowadays. And if you want, you know, if you have any kind of special interest over there, you use Ukraine to make it happen. Zelensky is this announcement comes right after Zelensky just made this, you know, had a speech and had this whole conference where he says, send me more stuff. You know, this is right before we sent him more stuff. Send me more stuff because Goldman Sachs, you know, JP Morgan, BlackRock, all these massive evil corporations are going to be instrumental in rebuilding Ukraine. I'm sure they're going to build back better. Ukraine and these poor people, I mean, they're literally stuck in the middle of all this corruption, and the citizens of Ukraine are just getting hosed as if they haven't already been hosed for decades, ever since, you know, Soviet Russia split. They've been corrupt, the most corrupt nation in all of Europe. Fact. No, there's No comparison, not even close. So yeah, it was just kind of interesting how Zelensky says, "Oh yeah, we're gonna let, you know, all your big corporations come here and rebuild Ukraine." You know, it's like money up front, you know, all the military industrial complex blowing the place up, and then money in the back, bringing in all your big conglomerates to, you know, rebuild this place the way, you know, build back better it. Unbelievable. But hopefully there's not going to be, like I said, anything that, it's hard for me to imagine anything, no matter how stupid and what we do as far as being on the aggress, on the, you know, being the aggressor there in Russia. I mean, Putin actually cares about humanity. Believe it or not, he's an evil man. But if he didn't care, he would have already just blown, you know, Ukraine off the planet. And he also knows, you know, Russia, that he doesn't want to get blown up either. I mean, we can blow them. We all could blow each other up 1,000 times over. It doesn't even matter. And that's how ridiculous this whole thing is. It's just literally just a pissing contest between nuclear superpowers and corruption, you know, because corruption is, Russia is full of it. Putin is corrupt. He's ex-KGB. The guy's, he's an assassin. He's a pretty savage individual. So Putin is Putin, but, you know, Biden is more corrupt than Putin is, 100%. And to that note, it was funny. Something I saw today, it was confirmed like yesterday that Biden received $54 million in endorsements from the CCP to his campaign to make him president. You wonder why would the CCP want Biden as president? Yeah, maybe because you're already completely corrupt and, you know, they already got you by the balls. We already know that you have businesses, office spaces in China. And, you know, you are affiliated with the Communist Party. So they already have you in their pocket. Now there's, you know, now they got all of America in their pocket, thanks to Biden over here. And it's funny how there's this thing called, it's the Humpty Dumpty Institute. And Humpty Dumpty, what a freaking name for these corrupt idiots. But who founded this institute, which is, you know, it's just a wide open, you know, foreign influence operation for the CCP. And who founded this thing was one of the current ambassadors for the Biden administration. Constance Milstein. This guy, literally with Jeffrey Epstein's brother, founded the Humpty Dumpty Institute in order to corrupt, you know, the United States through CCP influence. Yeah. So there you go. Go look it up. Check it out. It's just unreal. The stuff going on right now, I don't even know how you transition through this stuff. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to get into something else. But I will be saying my prayers for our safety and for the safety of mankind and humanity while we try to get through this whole crisis out there in Russia and the level of corruption doesn't take us to nuclear warfare, which would be worst case scenario. It'd be terrible. All right, we're going to go into something else here. Recently, just breaking today. So, very recently. we got James O'Keefe of Project Veritas nailing somebody else. An executive over at Pfizer. And this guy is the director of research and development, strategic operations, and mRNA strategic planning for Pfizer. And he's got this dude on tape. He's got, it's a hidden camera, microphone, And he's eating dinner with this guy, and this guy's like, oh, yeah, I mean, Pfizer, the idea now is that we ourselves are going to mutate these viruses. That way we can make, you know, different strains of COVID-19 and essentially do gain-of-function research because they're trying to make it more potent, which is, you know, more transmissible, which is gain-of-function. And but they want to, you know, themselves, they're going to mutate these things so that they could preemptively already have the vaccine ready for the virus because, you know, well, we created the virus because we already have a vaccine for it. If you still trust Big Pharma, I got a bridge to sell you. Big Pharma is so corrupt and the government is in bed with these people. If you can't see the writing on the wall now, oh man. Sometimes it's probably just they think, man, this is too easy. These people are just too stupid. They're too blind. We could do it right in front of their face and just pee on their leg all day. Tell them it's raining. Unbelievable. So at least he nailed them. And I want to see where this goes. This guy, his name is Jordan Tristan Walker, and you can't even find this guy on LinkedIn anymore. This guy, he found a big rock and he crawled up under it because he got nailed, and it's a big deal. So yeah, that's something you're gonna want to kind of keep an eye on, see if anything, you know, comes out of that. Let's talk about Antifa. Antifa's been going crazy in Atlanta right now. Why would they be going crazy, you ask? Well, this is what happened. As you know, as a lot of these other Democrat-run cities and counties, Atlanta, Georgia has had an insane problem with theft, with violent crime, which is crime across the board. I mean, it's out of control. So Atlanta making moves to, you know, remedy this, they open a new police training facility there in Atlanta. And Antifa took it upon themselves to create an autonomous zone around this new training facility that was just opened. And while they were, you know, doing that, and, you know, the police pretty much let them do whatever they want, typical stuff. But then one of these idiot Antifas, one of these Skittle humans, decided they're going to shoot at the police. And so the cop gets shot at. The police obviously fire back, kill the guy. Duh. That's what happens when you shoot at police. You get shot. That is, that happens. That's going to happen. It doesn't matter what color you are, what color your hair is, how white your parents are, how woke you are. They don't care. You shoot at them, they're going to shoot at you, okay? They don't have tolerance for that crap, and they should not have tolerance for that crap, rightfully so. So the cops shoot this kid, this Antifa, whatever. Dude, God, I don't even know who it is. I didn't do a ton of names and research on this stuff because I really just kind of want to laugh at the fact that they all got their little punk asses beat down by the cops. It was a rough arrest for all those guys involved. And it was, you know, they tore up a bunch of stuff, caused over $100,000 in damage, burned vehicles, just did the whole, what they did in Portland and Seattle and Waukesha and Minnesota or Minneapolis. It's just all these places that got jacked in 2020, the summer of 2020. But Atlanta's not quite as tolerant. And so the police force went in there and made an example out of these people. Good. Good on you. Great. So let's see what happens there. We got, you know, they're still trying to push, you know, a bunch of drama out there. But I think for now, it's pretty well neutralized. I'd like to see what ends up with that. Another thing I wanted to touch on was this whole Alec Baldwin thing, where he, on the set of this show that they were, or a movie, on the set of Rust. It's like a Western, and they're shooting it out in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I'm sure you guys have heard, you know, he shot Helena Hudgens, who was, you know, the cinematographer for the project. And it was weird because there was a lot of tension on the set between Alec Baldwin and Helena Hudgens. And it was so bad that, I mean, it was ongoing, and they actually had to, I mean, the night before that this accident took place, they actually had dinner. Alec Baldwin, his wife, Helena Hudgens, and her husband, they all, four of them, went out, and I think they were trying to squash and kind of come to some consensus on, you know, we can't be, you know, pushing, pulling on the set like this. We need to be cohesive. Let's get an understanding here, so that working forward, you know, we can it'll be smooth. But I mean, to my best of my knowledge, you know, I she was a very strong personality. He was, you know, he's obviously a spoiled Hollywood piece of crap and probably is used to getting his way all the time. So I assume that he's stubborn. And the next day, I don't even think they came to any consensus as far as, or an agreement. I mean, they just had dinner, and I don't think anything really came out of it that they were hoping that would. And so the next day, Alec Baldwin shoots her center mass on the set. And there's a number of people responsible for this. Number one, obviously, Alec Baldwin. You never point a gun at someone and pull the trigger no matter what, even if you're doing it for a movie, or even if you think you have blanks, or even if you think the gun is empty. You never point a gun at anything or anybody that you don't intend on destroying and killing. And he said he didn't pull a trigger. He said he didn't aim at her. You have to aim, and you have to pull a trigger in order to shoot something. I shoot a lot of guns. I know all about them. You have to carefully aim. You have to carefully pull the trigger. You're not going to hit something on accident. Like, you don't just, perfect shot on accident. No. You're aiming. You're firing. You did it. And he lied out, just blatantly lied about it on an interview. And I hope that he just gets punked in court. He's got two counts of involuntary manslaughter. And I mean, he should get something even worse than that, in my opinion. And then you have, you know, the armorer on set, Hannah Gutierrez Reed. And this lady, you know, you look at pictures of this lady, she doesn't look like anybody who, I mean, she obviously knows her gun. She's obviously proficient with firearms in order to be an armorer. But just for some reason, she looks like one of those Antifa people that were burning down Atlanta last few days. But, yeah, she's being charged with a double count of involuntary manslaughter as well. So there is very much responsibility to be had on both their behalves, and I'm glad that they're both being charged. We'll see if it sticks. I'm praying for this one because Helena Hudgens was an amazing person from all accounts, from my understanding. She had a really cool husband. This lady was working on, and it's really weird. I got another little conspiracy here. So Helena Hudgens, she was actually working on a project which was focusing on human trafficking and child exploitation. And, you know, it's weird because a lot of people that... Let me give you a couple examples. Princess Diana, okay, this is forever ago, but when she died, you know, all the crazy circumstances surrounding that and the anomalies involved in that crash and how it all happened and why it all happened and how she, you know, was kind of a dissident of the family and how there's a lot of reports saying that they... you know, that she was actually going to expose the royal family for a lot of their sick and corrupt and unacceptable ways, and bring some light to the truth and the reality of the nature of these royals. And she got Epstein'd, or not even Epstein. They killed her. And then this is kind of a weird one. I don't know what the legitimacy of this is, but Anne Heche, she Ellen DeGeneres, old wife or whatever it was, I don't know, husband, whatever. But she was supposedly involved. I mean, when she recently died, and all the stuff that led up to that, all the occurrences that led up to that, and there was a lot of different accounts of, you know, her saying that she was being followed, chased, and there's, you know, videos of her flying down the street in her car. She loses control. She runs into a house. She gets out. She's still frantic. She's still saying, oh, someone's going to kill me, you know, this and that. And then, like, you see this video of her laying on a gurney, and they're rolling her to after the accident, and they're rolling her into the ambulance, and she just pops up, you know, throws the sheet off her. I mean, it looked like, you know, what are they, rolling a dead person into the ambulance or what? And then she goes from looking like, you know, she's a dead person getting rolled into the ambulance into, you know, full blown, just jumping up and kind of sitting up, right, and kind of in a panicked, you know, frantic way. And it looked like she was scared, like, no, 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 don't put me in here, like, sort of thing. And then, you know, she went to the hospital, and I guess she was doing okay, and then next thing you know, she's dead. And she apparently reportedly was working on a project having to do with child trafficking and human trafficking and child exploitation. Really weird how they all just kind of have that same thing going on, and they all just have these real mysterious deaths before any of their, before they come out and blow the whistle, or before their any of their projects are done. So it's something. There's a little conspiracy, and I got another one for you. This is kind of a weird one. This whole, did you guys see, I don't know how much you guys watch Monday Night Football. I don't watch a ton of sports nowadays, all the woke bull crap. I just kind of, it turned me off. I was always a football fan, but, you know, it's getting to the end of the season. So, you know, I'm watching some games. I want to see what's going on. The Buffalo Bills played in Buffalo, and, you know, let's talk about DeMar Hamlin and his appearance, or lack thereof, at the game. And there's some conspiracy surrounding this all over the internet right now. It was weird how they, you know, why, if you look at the footage and how they brought him in, they brought him in. This guy's got his hood up. He's got a beanie on. He's got his glasses on. He's got a COVID mask up over his face. He's wearing huge puffy jackets. And, you know, he gets out. And he looks like he's all kind of, he looks like he's moving just fine. You know, he's healthy and everything. But he never shows his face. And then every time that they show him on the camera, it's either blurred out by snow or it's just a silhouette of him. And the one shot that kind of, you could almost see something, was a profile shot of inside the wherever box, whatever he, wherever he was watching the game from. But it was weird. Like, why wouldn't he show up with his family? You know, his mom and his nephew were there. I mean, if he wasn't playing in the game, so why wouldn't he show up with them? Why wouldn't they be with him? I have a lot of questions, and, you know, the NFL is desperate for this guy to make a fast recovery, and he was supposed to be at last week's game, and just outright, they just said, oh, no, he's just not doing well enough to make it, which was honest. At least they were honest about it. But this time, I believe, if I were to bet money, if I were a betting man, I would bet that was not him. at the game. And I mean, from all accounts, he still has to be on oxygen. He's on a pacemaker. I mean, the dude, if you do CPR like that, you have crushed cartilage, you have broken ribs. I mean, it takes time to recover. You don't bounce up. And I mean, if this guy needs oxygen, why are they have a mask on the guy? Why is the guy wearing a oxygen inhibiting mask? If just a lot of it just doesn't make sense. And a lot of it's not going to make sense because they don't want it to. And they want, you know, questions around this. Otherwise, why wouldn't they just have him come out? Why wouldn't they just do an interview with him real quick, just being like, oh, no. And I mean, he even joked on one of his social media, like, oh, something clone. Like he was kind of referring to like, oh, yeah, there was a clone of me, you know, there. But who's controlling his social media? And it's just you wonder how deep it goes. These people and what they're willing to make as far as just present a better situation than is actually occurring. You know, there's billions of dollars in it for the NFL, you know, pushing Pfizer, sponsored by Pfizer. And, you know, for Pfizer, there's trillions of dollars in the shot. And, you know, it's funny how they held the whole NFL hostage, on this COVID-19, mRNA shot, this vaccine, which it's not even a vaccine. It doesn't do what vaccines do. And it's not even a traditional style vaccine. It's actually gene therapy. Let's see if I get banned for that. Anyway, yeah, so I don't think that was him. Personally, I think they're trying to save face. They're trying to, I mean, this is by far the most high profile person, you know, to drop dead in professional sports. Typically, you know, you have 5 to 10 people per year in all of recorded history, professional athletes dropping dead on the field. It happens, but almost never. And then this year we have over 1,000. It's 100 times the amount of your, on the high end. Anyway, it's unreal. And maybe somebody, you know, people need to start paying attention to this type of stuff, because it's getting pretty obvious. All right, let's get on to something else. I saw this Victoria's Secret ad on Twitter, and it was, I mean, there was Victoria's Secret when I was growing up was like, I mean, it was like softcore, like, I mean, it was, all the women were smoking hot. I mean, beautiful, voluptuous, feminine women were in these ads and magazines for Victoria's Secret. They were famous for having the most beautiful women in the world. And now they're going broke. And Victoria's Secret's, the stores are closing. And I see why. Because this ad had two transsexuals, two obese individuals, two, I think, women that they were probably women, they that were very manly, had very masculine features. So, you know, there's six people in this ad, and I cannot find one single one even remotely attractive. Or, I mean, I don't see what they were thinking putting out this ad. You're promoting bad body image. You're promoting obesity. You're promoting mental health issues. And it's weird, you know, that it's just, there's so much counterculture going on right now that there's a word for people who are normal, and it's called a cisgender. I'm a cisgender man, or cisgender man. That means, that I identify with my biological sex and gender. Hello. Yeah, I'm on planet Earth. So there's a word for me? How about just normal? How about normal? This, we're going to get to a point here where if you don't, if there's no turning back, this world's just getting stupid. And it's just getting progressively worse. And I pray that, you know, some common sense snaps into the common man before it's all lost and it's too late. Speaking of trannies, speaking of people, trolls, I like this guy, George Santos. He's hilarious. He's representative, you know, he's New York rep. And he got in by, you know, playing the whole, the woke role. He literally played on every single little thing that he could play on for the left. He was like, let me tell you some things that he lied about, which is, this stuff's hilarious. And this is all to get, you know, support to get elected. And he's in. He's elected. He got tons of support. And it was all on falsehoods. So he said he graduated from NYU, never even went there. He said that his grandma was a refugee out of Ukraine, a Jewish refugee who came to Cuba to keep from getting victimized in World War II. He said that his mom lived through 9/11, only to die, you know, less than a year later of cancer. That was not true. He said that he founded an animal rescue and like kind of like this foundation for animals. Never happened. The guy was married to a Sith woman, married to a woman for 5 years, you know, and he's supposed to be gay. And, you know, he did this whole, he was doing like cross-dressing or whatever you call it, drag shows or I don't know. This guy, it's just funny. He lied to everybody, and it just shows how stupid people are and how easy it is to lie to the public right now. But I think it's funny because he's another rhino. They're all corrupt. They're all stupid, but you might as well be hilarious while you're doing it. And so, yeah, everybody's all pissed. You know, oh, he lied. Yeah, you idiots, you didn't do your freaking homework. You got to know what you're looking at before you start voting for somebody. Instead of just like, oh, you're going off all these little woke little narratives that he's feeding you. Oh, so good, so good. So, yeah, before I go, I just want to let you guys know we got Trump reinstated back on Facebook and Instagram. I don't know if he's made any posts yet. I know he hasn't touched his Twitter account that has been reinstated. But, you know, Trump needs to get off the vaccine horse. He's totally losing a lot of his support because he will not. I mean, he had Lindsey Graham. I mean, this guy is Trump, just get out. Please stop, dude. Just chill out. Don't do anything stupid to completely destroy our chances in winning 2024, okay? Just stop with the rhino stuff. Stop with the vaccine stuff. Do a temperature check. I mean, read the crowd, bro. Thank you guys for being here. This is crazy. This was a terrible podcast, but that's okay. It's real late. I'm getting this one in. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Have an awesome night. Hang in there. If you hear the alarms, get under your bed.